Welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 61. Yeah. I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hey guys, it's great to be here.
Stephen Tries.
Yeah, thank you. 061.
And Liam.
He's unsure.
Yeah. AKA the squid, is that?
Yeah.
Is that
one?
Yeah. Are you the squid?
The squid sort of like the...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You're the squid or the fucking leech for Tom.
Have you heard about in the week? Have you told him about in the week?
No, I've not said a fucking word.
Really? You've been hanging out together?
Yeah, I've been hanging out together. Max, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm not hanging out with you, have I?
Well, we never hang out.
Well, I came to your bar once.
Oh, no, it's great and I love it and I love our drives.
Was that it?
I thought you both lacked them.
Drive.
I thought there'd be a cheeky throwaway comment.
It's cutting that, isn't it?
Around the podcast.
It's cutting.
Fucking hell. He's holding up a mirror.
Yeah. I like our drives.
Sorry, we do a week. I moved on from that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dealing with this.
Yeah, let's circle back to that drive.
We had a great drive today.
Yeah,
and a pink convertible.
Oh.
Yeah, rolled the top down. That was fun.
I thought you bought it for someone else.
Yeah, but she's not sorted out her stuff yet.
Oh, right. So,
she never will.
I've still got like a week and a half on...
You don't want it, do you? Yeah. I'll have it.
I'm not buying you insurance as well.
here's a list of things wrong with the car.
So you want petrol money, do you? Forget it.
Are you making the most out of this week then?
Yeah. It's just the weather's nice, isn't it? You know, it's really it's very nice having the top down.
Could be great for Wednesday.
We could.
Ooh, Wednesday.
I know a mental guy in trunks who would love Wednesday.
It's available for Wednesday. I'll show you the car afterwards.
There's so much potential.
It's great. Some donuts in the car park.
Yeah. What did you, what did you think of the car? When you saw it, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, it was good.
I've got a stun double for this. Just having lunch.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. It was cute.
Ethan, sorry, quick question I was going to ask you before.
Hello, everyone.
Just me talking to you here. So, your mum has the best sex of her life, but she gets chlamydia from it. Do you think she's happy?
No.
Why?
Because of the chlamydia, I would argue, Tom.
Just
don't need to argue.
Sure. I'm not going to argue with you.
My worry is that you're speaking for her. You should just message her and ask.
She went, oh, I could never have sex again. I'd be happy now. And you're going to take that away from her?
Well, okay.
You're taking it away.
That's awful, mental.
If that's her opinion that she's putting forward and you were saying not to speak on her behalf, I guess no longer I will speak on her behalf.
Okay.
Now I've heard what she has to say.
You heard it.
Well, if I was to hear it, Max, if it was to get reported to me, I mean...
What about this, Ethan?
Best meal
of your life.
Yeah.
But...
Your mum gets clapped.
Your mum gets clapped.
On the other side of the table. That's it. No,
six hours later,
you get food poisoning and you throw it all up. But in that moment, it's the best food you've ever had.
I'd say no to that. Been there, done that.
You had the best meal of your life.
What was it?
Beautiful seafood. Tried oysters for the first time, which didn't fall in the category of the best part. Made me very sick for a full day. Was hallucinating, thought I was on a kayak, and I was shouting at my friend to get off my oar.
Wow.
Right.
Really? What? Food poisoning?
Food poisoning. Sentence to
lally. Hallucinate.
He says bread sends him into a tiz.
Were you just not on a kayak eating oysters at the sea?
I was on the kayak the day before, so I think that's why my brain was. Never left the kayak.
Made the plane ride home a little bit difficult.
It's under the desk.
There's a big ice cream.
It's a big ice cream, wow.
Big ice cream, yeah. No, big ice cream craze hitting Japan, and it's ice cream blended with oysters.
Oh, the ice cream craze, the twins that fight.
It was worth it telling my story for that.
Loser.
Yeah, fish ice cream, so that was a bit mad. Anyway, what were you saying?
Would you try it?
I'm vegan, aren't I?
Fish ice cream.
Blended with oysters.
That's mental, isn't it?
It's mental, yeah.
It's the last thing you'd want
blended
in your
with
ice
a
cream.
Blender.
Hardly know.
See you guys. I can be cheeky as well. Anyway, Ethan, thanks for answering that.
No, I'll talk to you later on. Thank you.
Cheers, Ethan. Stephen, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Crazy week for me. Would You Rather Decide to Survive title, I'm still not convinced by, came out and I binge watched it. Was I so engrossed or just looking for if I'd said anything horrific? I'll let you decide.
Happy with the edit?
Yeah. They cut to me looking smiley when I probably wasn't. Yeah, they were nice to me. First episode, I didn't speak that much, which is probably the key one to speak, you know, get yourself across. If any, you know, agents or producers are watching, they'll probably watch the first one and go, he does nothing.
You were just smiling through the whole episode.
He looks great for morale.
I saw you doing a bit of this.
Yeah, I did a lot of that. I think I only did it once.
Is
and
it
they
your
kept
go-to move when everyone else? Yeah. There's a lot of screamers, isn't there? Yeah. There's a lot of people who scream.
Well, I said to them, like the producers, they did an interview right at the start and they go, how do you think you'll be in the group? And I said, I'll be sort of sussing everyone out, working where I am in the pecking order. And then as the show evolves, I'll sort of come out of my shell and be a bit more confident. Looking back, it's a very cocky approach to a show where
you could go,
there's a person eliminated every day. I'll suss myself out. I'll work out where I fall. But that
still struggling on the last episode of figuring out who you are.
Am I the alpha? I wasn't.
Is there another show like that you would want to do?
Yeah, Taskmaster. Hmm. Although you're more individual then, aren't you? Based on that experience, I'd like doing a show.
Where was it filmed?
Couch Trip.
Mm-hmm. Rhodes.
Was it?
Yeah.
On the streets.
Yeah. Well, it was really remote where we were. And you'd have to go in this like 45-minute minibus journey from the hotel to the place we were staying.
Yeah.
And I think when you do that, like even that much, the thought of going home and having to get that 45-minute bus, you're like, oh, I don't want to leave, because it's, you know, it's a lot of effort to then get back home.
This is me now.
So once we were there, I think none of us wanted to go, especially not first, because no one wants to be first. Yeah. And then, yeah, a lot of us were really competitive. Like 3 or 4 episodes in, it really, really got, we're desperate to win here. We kept getting reminded it was meant to be a comedy show. But no, it was fun. It's cool seeing myself, seeing the weird things I do. Pull a lot of stupid faces, just gawping a lot of the time. Like the Ramesh will say something and then I'll be like, it reminds me of Smithy's acting in the early sketches. Yes.
What? No!
Perfect. I didn't realise how much you rubbed off on me. I thought we cut that part.
Oh, mad them early sketches. Oh,
so much rutting.
So one where you were like,
the Scotty T one, with the suitcase, because when all the condoms fly out and then they land, it kind of cuts to Smith. He's got a condom on his head.
The director was look shocked at what's happened. And then, you're like a seagull's come to life. Little tongue waggling in your mouth.
Oh man!
Anyone who you were particularly close with out of the
on our side, I
listen that.
We were team this, so Bambino Becky I probably was closest with before we went in, and then
but
she was on my
team.
But I just kept talking in a Welsh accent to it, and that never really left me. It was me, Chunks and Els for the most part, and then we had King Kenny, who's now off to the Traitors. God, I was trying to, and so was Ramesh, actually. I thought, I was saying, could you let on that you knew each other from this show if you were in that show? It was like, no, we couldn't say it, but obviously we did.
Max Fosh.
So me, him and Becky were at the hotel before the show started chatting, saying, oh, we'll try and look after each other. And then in the first episode, our team puts Max Fosh up to be evicted. That was a tricky one because we were thinking, oh, he's really good. Mm. Like, he seems like he'd be really good, but we don't want to get rid of him. In the first episode, Ayame goes, she was so big energy and she was so confident. It was like, we need to get rid of her. And she was also good at the first challenge. So it's like, if we get rid of her, then their morale goes.
Ruin the rest of the season.
But she just kept shouting, I'll eat your ass. That was her thing. So we're all quite scared of her.
Great telly.
Yeah, it really is. Especially the eating ass scenes.
You need that.
Ramesh's eye went straight. But I think looking back, it would have been good to keep her in because we did Behind Bars and she was really funny. But it was weird when we were there. We were there for a week. And then after one day, I'm like, oh, I'm really homesick. And they had a couple of stray dogs that would be running around and I'd sort of try to get them as if they were my own dog. And then I think once you get settled in, actually, I didn't even get settled in. First day I woke up, well, first night, go to bed, wake up and my tummy's rumbling. I think, oh God, what's happened? Go to the toilet, poo, great, go back to bed. Mm-hmm. And there was such thin walls between the sleeping arrangements and the toilets. You got Chunks, Kenny, Becky and Els all there. And they've also got cameras on us the whole time. Not in the toilets, though. And then 10 minutes go by and I go, oh, God, I'm sweating. So I go to the toilet, another poo. Oh, God, this is weird.
Two in quick sessions, not good.
Back to bed. Elsie's starting to move around now. I think, oh, no. Tummy goes again. Back to the toilet. Another poo. Oh, I'm a mess. God. So I go to the production. I'm like, I need the medic. They're like, what for? And I'm ibuprofen, please. So they send down like a medic. It's all bonkers. I'm thinking, I'm going to have to go home. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get kicked out of the show on the second day.
Medic brings me into the toilet.
Because I've got diarrhea. But yeah, I think I'd had the tuna and no one else had touched the tuna. There's like a load of flies around it. And
that'll do it.
Yeah, so they changed the catering after that, but
everyone gets tuna.
But yeah, there was that was the lowest point. Was me just shitting out my guts first day. And then we had to do a physical challenge with a massive rubber duck. That was not in a good way at all.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Shit's in the heat.
And yeah, just four people who can hear you doing it. I was thinking, this is...
I didn't even say anything the next day.
Romesh brought it up, so that's good. Stephen, you've not been well. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I think that what they were doing was they liked Last One Laughing. It was like, can we do that, but with that sort of idea of getting a group together, but with, yeah.
I think creators. Those sort of things work better when you know everyone. Mm. Like Last One Laughing, I think it wouldn't work if it was total strangers.
There. Yeah.
A bit of natural camaraderie. Yeah. And what we struggled with was just obviously it takes so long to do stuff in the world of TV that we're not used to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we've got it all. And it's like, oh, can you say that bit again? Stephen, can you get back in the toilets?
Can you have some more tuna,
please? Stop eating.
I know, but it's gold. It's gold.
The flap your nose. Come on.
And none of it makes it onto the content.
There's so much that never saw the light of day. It's ridiculous.
There's going to be another TV show about in a few weeks.
10 tickets.
Yeah, was there any bits where you're like, that was gold, that'll be in there 100%, and then it wasn't?
I think so the very first thing I say when I'm talking to Romesh, I think there's a bit cut out where I'm making a joke about being sticky as a teenager. I think they've cut a bit, so I just sound really weird. And then
yeah, and then they're all responding a bit like, yeah. Okay.
It might not have been. I might have just been weird and panicked. But then there was a thing in one of the challenges. I had like a massive icicle that I had to eat, like a big ice pop thing.
God,
and I was making jokes about Shrek's penis and my mum's side drawer. They never saw the light of day. I thought it was really funny. Also, they had drone shots coming out. So we'd finish it all and they'd be like, right, let's do it again for the drone shot. And so you'd have to just not say anything, but just do the movements that you've just done.
No, really?
But with a drone above.
Could not have done that the same, no.
Imagine if you lost the challenge and you had to just keep losing the challenge.
Anyway, you've had a mad week, haven't you?
you
know it.
What have you done, Smit?
I was working. I had a day off on Thursday. I did Danny Mac's podcast. That was pretty good. Proper rank. That was good. Great to chat to him. Good to get, you know.
How did it differ to this?
To the world's to rights. Huh?
How did it differ to this? Were you funny on that one?
Fuck off.
That's a bit harsh.
That's mental, mate. That's mental.
That was clearly an response we were waiting for.
Yeah.
You're not funny. You've got no drive. Honestly, what's going on? I'm with you here.
You just set the...
What are you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It feels like you're very much against me
now. No, mate. I'm like, fuck, you know. Fuming. I'm fuming, yeah. Right. Nice one, yeah.
Yeah, great. Great week for me, mate.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Sat in the passenger seat being dry. Nice one. what were you ranking?
Pain.
Ooh. Owie.
Number one was apparently, you know, when you bite your fingernail and it sort of pulls down.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's not number one pain.
Oh, there's a lot worse pains out there. But...
Well, rank it properly then.
Well, we didn't want to go too dark.
Betrayal.
I think your Challenger explosion was like number 10.
Funny if like midway through you're all just laughing then you go, when you lose a loved one.
Your heartbreak was up there. Not death.
So what number one was the
yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah,
that is really made me wince just thinking about it. What's your favourite pain?
Ooh.
You freak.
I guess there's got to be one out there.
Yeah.
We've gone back to me on that. What's yours?
I do like when I'm using an interdental brush on my gums. It kind of hurts, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know you're doing a good job.
Yeah. When I've not done it for like a week and it does bleed a little bit.
You don't do it for a week?
Yeah, well, I'm meant to do it like every other
day,
night.
Every day, yeah.
My brush, I'm not talking about brushing my teeth.
No, it's all right, mate, honestly.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's all good, man.
When you brush your teeth and it hurts.
The massage, is that not sort of pain?
I love the sports massage. Yeah.
It's good.
I feel like in theory, yeah, that should, but I don't like, they really, really hurt at the time, a sports massage. It's nasty. I don't like it.
Right.
What about doing exercise and it hurts, but then afterwards you get a little buzz. Yeah. A little buzz on.
Yeah.
I think when I'm running and I'm trying to keep, like, if I'm going for, like, doing, like, a competitive run or something, the pain I feel.
Did one of them?
I did a run club thing with my gym.
Run?
That's good, isn't it?
Roasted.
Anyway, Liam, how's things?
All good, mate, all good. A little bit poorly towards the latter half of a week. But was well enough for Thursday night. Thursday night? Oh, just...
Man got hustled, didn't he?
Thursday night, my one night off.
Yeah, Max was free.
Yeah.
Thursday night, myself and Tom went for a game of pool.
Snooker with Liam, it says.
I meant to say pool.
That led to another game of pool. It led to another game of pool, which led to another pub, which led to back to Tom's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the Vino.
Oh, fucking bottle of Chateau Neuf.
Education in Vino.
Unbelievable. Yeah, mate, you should have left well before that. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Real after I've had a few.
Did you get to taste any wine or was it now this bottle?
Play your cards right, I might pop it open.
Just going through his recycling. Should be there somewhere.
Take a picture of that. In the supermarket, look for that one.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Put this in one of your videos. Were you going to hustle me in badminton but we never got round to it? That'd be funny.
I was going to hustle you in badminton but I was too knackered after the first game.
That'd be funny enough, so they just never got to it. They just looked shit for three games. I'm done now, mate.
That's a good idea, actually. Here we go. You've got to wait for the right time to strike. Anyway, mate, I've got to go. No, hang on. Sorry, mate. I'll do it.
I'm going to have to go.
Dinner's on the table.
One more. I need this.
We should play again. Mate. Not worth my time. Oh, shit.
I'm not really from around it. I'm only visiting. Nice to meet you though, mate.
Well, he only battered you, didn't he?
Might become a regular thing. Who knows?
Very nice.
Could be.
Not like badminton did.
No, I haven't played for ages.
Well, I was saying we should play badminton because when we do play like the zone game.
Oh, that's fun.
It is a bit more fun. And I was saying
I'd be up for that.
It's frustrating for me because... Like, I generally tend to get the best of everyone else, but when I play you, I also get battered.
No one's ever got the best of me except for a dwarf and most of the people. Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
Soaring temperatures of late. How are we all been getting on?
Not good.
I've really struggled.
Yeah, just got the fans blowing hot air around.
Yeah.
Kept on downstairs with the dog, so now we've got one fan between the two of us. I tried to sleep in the spare room thinking, if we're near each other, it's too warm. I was on this awful sofa bed. Do you know when you're just constantly waking up? I'm not actually sleeping.
Yeah.
But just can't wait for it to be 8 a.m. or
I had a cold shower about 4 a.m.
Just
got up in the night, that's it, me done.
Oh, you were awake?
Well, no, I was just like, I can't do this.
The Mark Wahlberg effect.
I need to get cold.
Oh. Yeah.
Went back to bed.
Right. Went to the gym. Do you know what I don't get about his days? Going to the golf course. It's like what, an hour and a half or something like that.
Just guess when you're rich, you need to find one of these mental hobbies, don't you?
Do you remember seeing a Greg Wallace interview about his day in his life?
Yeah.
It's like, it was like 5 to 5:30. Play with my autistic son. 5:30 to 6:30. Play on the computer.
Lock the door. Play on the computer.
And he put in brackets at the end, like, I didn't want another kid, but I love my wife so much. It was really bad.
It was her decision, and I love her.
He's doing cameo messages now.
Is he?
Yeah. I've never seen anyone get one, so I don't know who he does them for. But
you offered him as a guest for this. Would you have him on?
No. Yeah. No. I wouldn't want to do
him. No. Well, you would. Greg Big Wallace.
Oh, yes, please.
What's the worst podcast you've seen where someone's just... They've not asked the person that, like, the glaringly obvious questions. I think Conor McGregor was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, ridiculous.
And it's like, you sold out whatever so many times and you're brilliant. He's thinking, why have you got him on?
Right.
He's a sex offender. Yeah.
Was that recently he was on there?
Yeah.
Like the other week.
Really?
Yeah. Well, have you seen the UFC, the octagon they built outside the White House?
No.
So they've built a massive arena for a UFC fight.
Is it still there? I thought they'd done it now. Was it?
That's why Conor McGregor was
Well, he found God, and Trump kind of welcomed him to the White House, didn't he? Yeah. So he gets another go at it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over in the States, I think he's pretty cooked over here.
Bruce Cook,
yeah,
you know, like
washed and chopped.
I think even the Irish don't.
Yeah,
he's
a dickhead.
Yeah,
so didn't he try to run for? Yeah. Is it Prime Minister or President?
I don't think it's far right. I think it's like impossible. Like, it's actually impossible because of how that system works. It's like, it's all just posturing for content wise, you know, for the states.
Is he another one who's found God then?
He's a bit more religious now. He's not like full on Russell Brand.
Right. But I used to watch the True Geordie podcasts all the time.
Oh yeah.
I used to think, like, he gives people a good interrogation, but it's sort of like from a 16-year-old mind.
Yeah. I remember when he had Tyson Fury on a couple of years ago, and he was asking him about this fight he was doing with Derek Chisora.
He called him a meathead or something.
He called him Baldy.
Wait, who called you Baldy? Yeah.
Tyson Fury was calling True Geordie Baldy.
Really?
He's like, I won't be doing this again. And then
during the podcast.
Right at the end, he just
went on a rant.
I think he was acting all quite nice. Yeah. And then he thought the podcast was done, so he's like, I won't be doing this again. And then he has it going in, but he can't find the button to hang up on True Geordie.
So they have quite a back and forth, don't they?
So he's going and he keeps trying to hang up.
Oh, wow.
He thinks he's dropping the mic, but he won't go.
And he just happened to, like, mutter insults under his breath whilst he's looking for the
lonely bollock. What did True Geordie say to him?
He just said he doesn't think it's a very good fight because they're the best mates in the fort. Twice already.
Yeah, okay.
And Tyson Fury's won quite easily.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't think there's much point in this third fight. Feels like you're just sort of helping a friend, cashing in.
Right.
I suppose it's fair enough for putting it to him.
Yeah. He's had to kind of commit to the bit. He only just wanted to say, I won't be doing this again. At the end, he's called him a bald fucking loser. Well, I've got to keep going here.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, mate. Yeah. True Geordie's sort of like laughing his way, smiling and laughing, but from his perspective, like, he's trying to do an interview with probably one of his boxing idols and his boxing heroes at the other end of his
room,
calling him a bald twat. It'd be pretty heartbreaking, wouldn't it? And he's like laughing.
I'm surprised he didn't just hang up.
Just pressing mute.
They're both trying to hang up. Summer snows. It's not working.
True Geordie's probably thinking, like, it's like the third time I've had him on. This might be a regular thing now. I've got a bit comfortable with him. I can ask him a few more of questions that are a bit close to the bone.
I saw Ethan at the weekend.
Meeting up.
Well, no, we didn't meet up. I saw him virtually. He was an England watch along.
Oh, yes.
And it was, I was watching pre-game because I think that's when they have the most interesting chats. And you got a message from Janet Smith, didn't you?
Wait, what? I didn't even put them together. What was the super chat again?
I saw the bloke on the left walking around with a tub of ice cream.
That was you?
Yeah.
I didn't even put
that together.
That was
so obviously me.
I honestly didn't put it together.
I said,
really went into your shell after that, didn't you?
I saw the bloke on the left walking around with a tub of ice cream. I'm not one to judge normally, but what a loser. I thought, oh, he loves, you know, it's me.
I didn't realise it was you.
Oh, no. How did you react to that?
I think I just started laughing, then told the ice cream story to the panic
masses. Then someone else had an ice cream story, so yeah, yeah. If anything, that's a bit of a producer.
It, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. It was very good, yeah, because then Jay talked about a story about how some Norwegian outlet made him eat a tub of ice cream in St. Peter's Square to depict a depressed Man United fan. But they didn't like tell him like how much to eat and when to stop, and they just kept rolling the cameras.
And he loves ice cream.
And he loves
I'm going to go again for the drone.
He ate the majority of this tub of chocolate ice cream, like a full on tub, not like a Ben and Jerry's thing, like a proper thing.
Well, like 600 grams.
Yeah. He was like sick afterwards. He felt awful. So we just kept playing it over and over again in the hydration breaks. It
was That's good fun.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Thank you for that. I didn't realise it was you.
Yeah, Janet Smith's my alter ego.
Fuck! Janet Smith is the BBC name isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Thanks for watching.
Should we have some celebrity gossip?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've got it on my phone.
Yeah, is it for this week?
Well, this is tricky because last time Liam was on, I won't speak for anyone else, but my God, you were good. My God, you were good with your gossip.
Good insight.
Yeah, really good.
I wouldn't want to I'd feel wrong taking it off Tom.
Well...
Don't feel
think
bad.
You'd have
like
a mutiny on your hands.
No, really, really? Right.
Yeah, he fluffed the Met Gala one. You know,
it wasn't good.
Yeah, we're sort of still really at a crossroads. So this is for both of you.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Jamie Oliver posts fun throwback snaps with his rock Jules to mark their 26th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations to them both. It's not easy to do nowadays, sort of stay married for that long.
26 years, yeah, that'd be, I imagine, a lot of challenges throughout that period of time. You know, so yeah, that's good.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Maybe he's trying to hustle us for the segment, you know, doing a few stinkers and then we do it for money and then he'll say something worthwhile. So you had to sit through that name.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip.
Yeah, do you know what? Before you laugh, you lose. I could do with a wee.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
You're going to go get your wee laughter out, eh?
Is that what happens when you wee?
Right, edit that in. There we go, we got one.
Do other people laugh when you wee?
Your sunglasses, are they?
Not mine.
No.
Yeah, my sunglasses.
Oh, you got sun.
That's good. Yeah. How's your wee?
Fine. Yeah. Really good.
How's your wee lad?
That's good. Let's keep this laughter going, guys.
Let's keep this energy going.
Jesus Christ.
The listeners, Max has put a cap on backwards.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa. Actually, oh.
Or maybe the cap's forwards and he's backwards.
I feel like it.
Can have that.
Yeah,
I might just ruin your day by saying that every 2 minutes. You'll probably use that, won't you? Fuck off.
I actually feel sick.
You look terrible.
Yeah. I don't look good.
Nervous.
And it's not really nerves, it's just, you know, when you've made a bad product, you're like, ooh, it's time to show it off.
You've done a lot of very good ones, and this one's at short notice. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
You're like an entrepreneur who makes products.
Do I?
Yeah.
You also looked a little bit annoyed when I said, hey, responding to your...
No. I'm happy to hear your voice and to communicate with you.
Still not convinced.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Good to see you, Stephen.
So, Stephen.
Well, you've not responded.
To be fair, I'm the only one who said hey. So.
Sorry, you made such a big
I opened the gate
fuss
of conversation,
about interrupting.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either. Someone was gaslighting you there.
You're not even listening, mate.
I've misread the situation.
Where have you gone?
I've gone stuck. Sorry.
Okay. I auditioned for Would You Rather Decide to Survive. It's a hot new show.
On, can't believe they didn't go with you.
Do you know what? Same, actually. Same. But I've got my audition tape here and the interview that I had with Ramesh.
Yeah.
And I thought...
a big audition, that. You know, they got him involved.
Did you audition with Ramesh?
No.
No.
I think I should show you this.
Really?
I'm not so sure.
No,
you know.
No part of you saying that.
So you can judge for yourself if I should have been on the show or not.
Well, look, there's producers who do that. They do it for a living.
Yeah.
Their judgment's better.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you've been making risque gags. Then, you know.
There's no risque gags. I don't think there's any gags at all in it, to be honest with you. Do you want to see it?
I'm a born winner.
There's no line I wouldn't cross. No limit I wouldn't exceed if it meant becoming number one.
Would I rather? Fuck that. I'll do both. I'll cut off my own dick.
Hello, Ranganathan.
Do your worst.
Hello, Chunks. Please take a seat.
It's Max, actually.
Would you rather show me your most recent internet search or your most recent photo?
What? No.
I thought of eating bugs. Not this.
Do you know, actually, that probably isn't for me, actually. So I'm going to go. Thank you, Ranganathan. And thank you,
What the fuck?
Oh, fucking hell. It's 3 a.m. whispering into my microphone.
That makes sense to you. You're quite a delivery.
Yeah.
I think the first bit when you were green screened in the little shed, that got me. Mm. What did you say? Something about Mr. Ranganathan. Felt like a weird porn.
Do your worst.
Go before I did.
I was going like this.
Right, okay.
But I may have gotten away with it because you did a big outwards.
Yeah, what do you say? I cut my dick off. I just
cut my dick off. I was close to that. I was doing this one where you sort of going. But that was very close. Mm.
What's the most, well, I sort of two questions. What's the most you've ever laughed in your life? As a sort of secondary to that, do you think you've seen the funniest thing you'll ever see in your life already? Or do you think there's something ahead of you that's going to be even funnier?
Some of my funniest moments, I really enjoyed when old man fell over cutting the queue at the airport. So that was hilarious.
No. And were you proper, like proper belly laughing?
I couldn't because I can't breathe. Lots of people were concerned.
Right.
So it's one of those where you're laughing, but you have to then contain your laughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you're also laughing because you shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that because I was voicing him before he fell because I saw him walking across. So I was pretending to be him before he fell.
That's funny.
Then there's Ryan stood on a stink bomb that I'd just thrown.
That was amazing.
That was great,
And he hadn't realised it was in his kitchen. And then he walks over and he just finished cleaning up one and then another one goes off. And I think that moment of elation was really good fun.
That's the best thing. It's the sort of unexpected. It's the like out of the blue. That is just perfect that that's happened.
Slapstick will often do that.
Yeah.
I remember I was getting some chips in Stockport. I can't remember what we've been doing, playing snooker or something. But we all got different buses home. So my mate's got his chips. He got them first, and he saw his bus. It wasn't my bus, so I'm in no rush. I watched him run out of the chippy on the A6 and just trip over a grid as his way to run over an empty road. He's absolutely flying. Chips all, shower in the A6, and he missed the bus. Because there's no one at the stop, so he just drove past.
That's right.
I remember my dad did a similar in Dublin. We went on like a lads and dads thing a few years ago. And we'd all bought like a burger from a takeaway at the end of the night. And like we all ate it there, apart from him, he was waiting until he got back to the hotel. It was like a 20-minute walk. And he's like, as we're getting closer to the hotel, he's really picking up the pace. Obviously, he's quite excited to have his burger. He's walking ahead of me, my mate, and my mate's dad. And just outside the hotel, he's like pissed, sort of swaying a bit. You see him fall, like he stumbles off the curb, corrects himself, goes to go back on the curb, trips on the curb. Bang! He's sort of not a small guy to be sort of like falling on his side, holding onto his burger above his head. Bang!
I think logically, I've probably laughed. I'd laugh more than I would as an adult because, you know, like maybe you're younger and you find things funnier.
At uni, I remember being like kind of breathlessly laughing at certain things that happened.
Do you think you don't do that as much anymore?
I would do because I'm still quite silly and I like it when bad things happen to people in a funny way.
I think when you get older though, it's a bit more of a you sort of can find what's more stupid in things more, and then it becomes funnier.
Yeah,
whereas younger is a bit more just like a giddiness, you're just sort of bouncing from one thing to the next. But
Like when the protein shake hit me on the bus, I imagine that was quite,
good fun.
Yeah. Like Ryan really enjoyed that.
Yeah, because it was chocolate and you were just dripping off you. It was the slow reveal that it happened as you lifted your head up. I really enjoyed watching Ethan being strawberry or jam. No, you were Gemma, weren't you?
Oh, that was good.
There's a lot of takes where he'd do stuff and just look at me, mental.
Watching the footage back from the You Laugh You Loser did, just that one of him sat in the empty bar going, oh, it's about to, it's starting to pick up. Isn't it? Watch it over and over again.
Remember a stupid thing that really got me once was we were doing like lockdown quizzes. We got a mate who like don't really know anything about music, like so far away from any sort of like music knowledge, and then very limited football knowledge. And it was doing a quiz where, you know, when you play a bit of a song and then you've got to say who sings it.
Yeah.
Played a song and it was some like, I don't know, it might have been like a Stormzy song or something. And his guess when it came to his answer, and I could just, what made me laugh was just I could see his two bits of logic that he'd pieced together to get the name Tinchy Schneider. There was some loose sort of like music knowledge there of a guy called Tinchy. And then get it conflated with Wesley Schneider. Is it Tinchy Schneider?
We were doing a quiz at Christmas with the family. And we'd gone into like two teams, and it's like my mum, I think my mum and dad were on a team with my brother. It's a terrible team, David. And then I think me, Andrew, and possibly Max or Grace, I can't remember, were on the other team.
You should know the difference between the two.
It's hazy. We're reading the answers back from this quiz, and one of them is like a famous serial killer. Or something. It's like a, so it'd be like the answer would be like Jack the Ripper or something. But we're reading them, and Andrew's reading them, what my dad's put, and he just starts creasing up with laughter. And he's like, I can't say for certain that this is not true. But if it is, my dad had put the M5 rapist. It's like this family quiz. And then I'm pretty sure the answer was like Jack the Ripper or something. It was just this bloke that, anyway, yeah, closing the title.
God. I mean, we had one this Christmas actually. We did like a Christmas quiz, and the my girlfriend and all her sort of family, and we did one of the questions I did was what was in A Christmas Carol, what's the first ghost to visit Ebenezer Scrooge?
It's his work his friend,
Jacob
something?
Marley.
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend's mum put Bob Marley. A few wines, totally sort of aware of
a few
mistake.
Wines will do that. Yeah. We have some Stephen lies.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Go on, Liam. Do you want to reveal your answer?
Two girls, one cup.
The USA special.
Some sort of race.
Getting across the desert in a car.
Okay, and the question today is, name your favourite Top Gear challenge.
Was that the hamster? Was it May Clarkson?
I think it was Hammond and May. I wasn't a big Top Gear fan growing up, but just saw a few of the...
And that stood out to
the earlier stuff.
And it was, I think it was somewhere in South America, though, sort of got up to...
Yeah.
Just some sort of mad stuff. You know what the boys are like. When the three of them get together.
So. I thought it was just the two of them.
Well, I think Jeremy was filming.
Was he?
That's unlike him.
Why would he call it two girls if it's the hamster and May?
Because I think they were...
I've got long hair, haven't they?
He was saying, long hair. I think that was what it was. Yeah. And they were sort of doing a bit of a sexist stuff, going, oh, long hair, you must be a girl.
Yeah.
I think...
rings true.
I think May was... pulling his willy between his legs. And
nice. What, around his thigh?
Up under. To really holding it together.
So around his legs and then back out at the front again.
Because I think Clarkson was holding
like balloon magic.
The back.
I thought he was holding the camera.
Made it a poodle.
made it a penis.
It's sort of wait a minute. Home footage. You know, but you know what lads are like, and that's just sort of, I remember having a good laugh at that one.
And what vehicles were they testing in that?
I think they're in a Robin Reliant.
Yeah. Three wheels.
Okay.
Yeah.
The USA one was funny because they wrote silly things on each other's car.
Of course.
That's what I mean, the lads.
Yeah, they drove into a swamp with an alligator in, or at least the hamster did. And they donated the cars at the ends to victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Doesn't sound like that.
No, I think Clarkson tried to sell his.
To victims of Hurricane Katrina. Yeah.
Some sort of race.
Yeah, do you know what? I do remember the swamp. So maybe, maybe that one. But I wasn't really a big Top Gear watcher. In fact, rarely ever.
You love your motors, though.
Yeah, I do now. I've kind of discovered not like in a, you know, I have an appreciation for them.
Mm. What would Richard Hammond say about the cars you buy?
So Richard Hammond did review the car that I've just bought. He went through his town with a bag on his head.
So you're going to say windshield?
Yeah.
That was a different time.
And then ditched it on the side of a bypass, I think. Just so it was a
you got it.
An abomination to...
Did you watch that review afterwards?
Yeah,
did you get the car? I'm like, I need to see what my boys think.
Well, no, I was interested just to see what was, you know, being set. And I saw this Top Gear thing, and that did put me off. You know, I
mean, no,
hamster in it. Yeah. What about you, Smith? What did you put?
Just getting across the desert in a car.
Is that the Botswana one, or was that?
I don't remember
else?
The country's name, but yeah, it was good. Mm. Yeah. I think James May fell off a camel at one point.
Oh, he got concussed.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, he's bad.
It's not good.
Funny, though.
Well, and then the car that was following them throughout the whole thing was the only one that actually made it.
Ah.
That was quite interesting.
I don't think I liked that one as much as... I think Botswana was a different one.
They all sound pretty similar, the specials.
There's one where they're in Asia and they have to climb up onto a boat or something.
Oh, yeah, across the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think that one.
I really like the specials. I don't think I watched that many... like pure episodes.
Yeah.
Mm. But the specials are always fun.
Yeah. I like the ones where they had to make a police car. They had to customise their car to try and make it a police car and stop a...
Oh, fair.
And they had like, like spikes on the alloys and stuff. Yeah.
Didn't they make one? Do one where they had to make their own camper vans and like the toilet had like...
The car had a
dome on it.
And the car that was... They also had to make ones that to travel the channel and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, they are fun. We'll be doing that Wednesday.
Sounds great. Like, just, missed out a little bit.
Yeah, it's because you can always
watch some, just like the standard episodes when it was just on.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're bringing it back with Francis Bourgeois. Is that right?
Are they?
That's the Amazon one. The Grand Tour.
The Grand Tour one.
Top Gear's still going unbeat, but it was until...
Yeah, they've binned it off now, haven't they, after
Freddie Flint's off. Yeah. He put a bag on his head and couldn't get it off.
Should we vote?
I think it's you, Tom. Some sort of race.
Nice try
trying to blend in.
Too big.
This guy can name an episode.
Yeah. It wasn't me. I did get Top Gear.
Get out.
So I don't know who the sneaky liar is.
It's me.
Sure, you actually gave someone an imposter one, Ethan?
There's always a risk. I've done that before.
It could have been that this week.
Yeah, it's good to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maxi's taxis can be a laugh.
Can be.
Can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Can be.
I'm in my mum's car. Broom, broom.
No, you're in Maxi's taxis. Now get out.
Aww. All right, so we're in Liverpool this week.
Oh.
All right, let's see.
Where are you going to and from?
Museum of Liverpool to the Liverpool Central Library. There we go. Ooh.
Hello, Spiner. How can I help?
You're right, mate. I was just enjoying that tune then. That was fun, wasn't it?
Sorry about that.
No, don't worry. I'll call later and you just don't pick up. But can I order a taxi, please?
Of course. Where is the pickup from?
The Liverpool Central Library.
Liverpool Central Library.
Can I just say something?
Yes, sure.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a gorgeous voice?
Thank you very much. No, nobody hasn't.
Oh, good. Good.
Right, is it the Central Library on William Brown Street?
I'm not going to lie to you. The only signage I've seen is the name of the building, which is Central Library. I've not seen any street names... but I'm assuming there's only one library.
Right, sorry, just a second. Is that in Widnes?
In Liverpool, yes. Can I ask you a question, sorry?
Yes, sure.
Do you want to go for Wagamama's with me sometime? We're going to always split the taxi. That'd be fun, funny, wouldn't it?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm not in Liverpool.
No, oh, you're not in Liverpool? Are you?
No,
do you do work from home?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to hear... can I ask you another question, please?
Sure.
I'm so inquisitive, aren't I? It's just my way. Do you want to hear my impression of Cinderella losing her shoe?
I would would love to hear that, but you know, we are actually really busy right now. We have some calls in the queue.
Oh no, I'll do it really quick.
Yeah, sure, okay, go on.
Where the bloody hell's my shoe? Where's it gone? No, no way, one of my crepes is gone. You like that one?
Right. Yeah, that's really nice.
Thank you. I'm going to have to go because I've left my book in the bloody library.
Okay. Yeah, you can call us back and then I'll book you a taxi, okay?
Well, I listen to the song first, though, yeah?
Oh, all right.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Wow.
That's good.
Fair enough. Oh. It's quite nice having a little conversation.
Yeah. And he was lovely.
He was. Oh, really good.
Plenty of time for you.
Yeah.
And he was so polite, you know, because you were being difficult, weren't you?
You were being awful to him.
Was
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
At what point? I said he had a nice voice.
No, then he said no one's ever said it's nice or good. Which isn't called for.
And I don't think he really didn't want to hear the impression.
No.
The man was busy. He didn't want to hear it.
I don't think he was busy either.
How many times have you done it and you've got to the end of the call and like hang up with them
too
thinking
many.
That was a normal call?
Too many.
Yeah, a lot. There's what times I've had to call them back and say, cancel that
oh,
taxi.
Really?
Yeah.
There are some where it follows a nice path and they're never quite let on, but you think they know. Like the Salford lady.
Yeah.
She was a good sport.
Yeah. Yeah, call her again sometime. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever do pranks as a kid then?
Yeah, loved it.
Oh yeah,
loved it. All that good stuff. A lot of email pranks at school. We had like everyone had their own school account.
Oh yeah,
really?
So we got on there. Well, and what we realised, I think we were all like finding out each other's password all the time, and then like there was an IT guy, and you could go in, and just say your name and change your password if someone found your password.
Oh, okay.
But we realised. They weren't IDing anyone on like who that is. So we went in one lunchtime. One of us sort of nominated one of us to go in when a mate wasn't there and went, so my mate Jack went in and went, hi, I'm Harry. I need to change my password. And he went, yeah, fine, type in your new password there. So now we had his password and he didn't know it. So we emailed his, I think we were like GCSE at the time.
Yeah.
And his English teacher, Mr. James, had been like giving him a bit of like extra tuition. So we emailed him and went, my parents are really grateful for all this extra tuition you've given me. And as a thank you, they'd like to invite you round for dinner on Friday.
Oh, no.
And we put his address and was like, love
no.
Thank you. Many thanks, Harry. P.S. Please bring pudding.
Oh.
And then like after school, we were all like going to do something in the IT room, sort of waiting for his address. Is this computer broken here? Fuck hell, passwords are going around him. And then he had to go down to the IT guy.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Harry. I'm Harry. I need my password. No, you're not. Harry was in here earlier. It says this whole back and forth. And when Harry sort of caught wind, he fuming.
He's got a man walking around with pudding on Friday night.
This is our dream thing was they were going to get a knock at their family home. 7 p.m. Friday night with a Mansardo, the tiramisu.
So I know your son well.
Yeah. Oh, I love that sort of stuff.
Wow. That's cool.
When I was in sixth form, I pranked these guys had set up a band, and I pranked them that I was a music scout that had seen them. I kept that going for a little while. I think I named myself after a Newcastle player as well, like Dan Goslin or something.
Set up an agency. Actually did a lot of work for them. Really put them on the map.
They're the Foo Fighters.
Playing Glastonbury next year.
What was the joke? Dan Gosling.
My name's Stephen. Is it? Never thought to ask.
We used to prank all the sports centre and go, hi mate, I'm just locked in your changing room. And they'd be like, oh right, okay, not a problem, coming in now. Whereabouts are you, mate? Just at the back here. Oh, I'm just locked in the gym here. Okay, just coming to the back. Yeah, okay, perfect, mate. I can see you if you might let me out. You sure you're in? I can't. You're definitely at this sports centre. Yeah, mate, I'm literally, I'm looking at you now. I'm waving at you. Can you just open the door and let me out? Mate, I can't. Fucking hell, mate. Stop taking the piss. And just see how long you keep him on the phone for.
Should we put it to the max?
Can do, yeah.
Before, no.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
There were five in bed, and little one said, roll over, roll over. Cheeky as if me and his other grandparents don't have enough on our plate. Now he's trying to get it on with Grandpa Joe. Keeps calling him his white chocolate treat and nibbling on him at night. Help us get rid of this curse to our bloodline right now.
Right. Okay.
There's more.
There's more.
Others. There's other ones. There's so many more.
So let me get this straight. There's five of you in the bed. Should we go with that one or should we?
I didn't follow it at all.
Do another one. Oh, I'm up to my tits in problems. And I'm a man, so you know my tits are pretty high up. My daughter has been talking to a new AI dad chatbot and is taking him to the daddy-daughter dance at school. And now my son is taking him to football tryouts. Help me sort this bad bot out and get my kids back. So I think we've got dad.
Yeah.
I'll be football son.
Do you want to be daughter or AI?
I'd want to be AI dad.
Okay, so I'm daughter.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking hell. Stacey, can I have a word?
Dad, tell...
Stacey, I'm downstairs. Come down and have a word with me, please.
Dad, tell old dad I don't want to speak to him.
Stacey does not want to talk right now. Please respect her privacy.
Are you kidding? Don't speak to me through this...
Stacey, when you're done with dad, I want him.
I'm down here, son.
not
I'm
you.
I'm right here in front of you.
Waste of space.
No, waste of space. Twat. Twat.
He's a twat. AI dad, tell him he's a twat, would you?
Hitting children. I'm not a twat. Am I a twat?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
aren't
a
you
good
a twat?
Dad. I'm the best dad you're ever going to fucking have, potentially.
Well, you're already not.
What do you mean I'm already not? What does he do for you?
Real dad's so much better than you.
What do you mean? Don't call him real dad.
That's real dad.
No, what's he done for you?
He always knows what to say.
You're real stinky dad.
I'm not old or stinky.
You are. You're both.
I'm quite young, actually, to have kids your age.
Not really. How old am I?
Well, if you're going to daddy-daughter dance, I'm assuming you're about 11.
No.
She said she was, truth is, she said she was embarrassed to take you to the dance, so I offered to step in.
Your voice has fucking changed. You get an upgrade, you
Your voice hasn't changed.
I know.
5 years of this.
You're five?
No, I mean, podcast.
Oh, well.
You're five. Daddy-daughter dance. Real dad, just tell old dad to just leave and post the key through the letterbox, please.
Leave and post the key through the letterbox,
well,
please.
I heard her say it. You don't have to repeat.
If you wanted me to say it, because there's a man in the house.
Tell the old dad to stop eavesdropping.
Yeah, stop eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping? We're having a conversation.
Dad,
You're not having a conversation. You're being cantankerous.
Tell him he smells of eavesdroppings.
You smell of rat droppings.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. I'm not having this at all. Do you wanna come with me?
Dad, I'm really nervous for my football tryout tomorrow.
Hey, it's okay to be nervous. It's a very natural thing. We're going to be there. We're going to support you. Your sister's going to come.
Nah.
It's going to be a good day.
You will.
The three of us.
Dad said you're going to come. You'll be there.
Practice me dancing.
Yeah.
I might come as well.
You're not fucking coming. Not the last time.
I might have a gander over. What do you mean last time? I've never been.
I wish you'd never come at all.
Well, to be fair, same. The way that you're fucking going. I didn't raise you like this, did I? Using your computer. I mean, I didn't raise you. You've been living under my roof for the last 10 years.
Wish Mum had just stuck batteries up a fanny. That'd be better.
Probably would have been, yeah.
Never heard a word from you until fancy new dad's on the scene. And all of a sudden you're trying to make up for lost time.
And you're not.
No.
And you don't appreciate that.
What's that on your head? Victorville Film Archive.
What's wrong with that?
That's going to win us over, do you? You dickhead you are.
Can you see me? I thought you were in your room.
Oh, well.
Where are you?
I just looked at the Ring camera.
Let me in.
No.
Come on.
Why, like most of us, people moving in next door and they can just hear this business.
They're missing out downstairs.
Yeah.
They've got a Ring camera next door.
And an AI dad. You can't dance either.
Oh, I bloody can. I can dance
too
the
left
best
feet.
Of them.
AI, left in Guantanamo
AI dad
day.
Can dance. He can dance better than you. He dance your socks off.
Come on. A computer screen.
No, he can dance better. There's no way you can prove otherwise, is there? Dad. Tell you what, you two have a dance off and the winner gets us. You go first.
You know, at this point, I don't fucking want you.
You go first, old stinky
dad. Yes, you do.
Really? You think I want you?
You fucking want
I've seen you at your football tryouts. You shit, mate. You let every goal in.
No goalkeeper.
Waste of time, mate. And you? I would be sick or dead with you at the Daddy Daughter dance.
I'd be caught dead with you. Gun in me hand.
Probably will be one day. Fucking murder suicide. Your AI dad, you can fucking have him, mate. Done with him. Coming back to my old family.
Done with him.
He's not your AI dad.
He is.
I don't want him anymore. We're going to try and make me dance off with you.
What?
We're going to try and make me do a dance off with you. I don't want him anymore.
Do you
want
to? Should we? Do you want to?
Should we go for a pint?
Yeah, let's do it, mate. Pint I love you. What?
It's a pint of what?
Fucking loser. Going for an AI pint.
Dad's got a new AI best mate.
The only mate. Mate.
We're kids, it's acceptable. We don't know the world.
You never will, mate. Locked up in your room with your fucking sister, mate. Weirdo you are.
This is a guy stood outside abusing a Ring camera. That's one of you, that.
I've not abused anything.
Begging for house. AI friends.
I'm not begging, he asked me out.
You're definitely begging it. In your VFA you know official what? Hat.
I don't know, you know I'm still here.
Same, we told you to fuck off a while ago. Don't throw a tantrum.
Why are you dancing now?
Can you hear me dancing? Let me in.
Why are you still trying to get in?
I want to see my kids.
No, you don't.
What do you mean I don't? You can't just say I don't.
No,
I
you
do.
You need a wee or something.
I'd piss on the floor if I wanted to piss.
Go on then.
What's in your bag, Dad?
Great stuff, son. Looking at your globe. Country in it, Baghdad.
Oh.
Did you say, oh? Oh, I raise you better than that. I'm a geography teacher.
Couldn't find the clitoris.
Hope you be... I don't want to hear this from my daughter.
Who do you want to hear it from? All right, AI, Dad. Yeah, Dad's come got his clitoris, one. Please.
He wouldn't say that to me. He's my mate now.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
What were we helping with there?
Was it with Dad?
The dad's upset dad. That AI Dad's sort of taken over, but in this situation,
he's just kind of stolen AI Dad
for
himself.
Yeah, he became friends with him.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Probably a good bit so he wasn't really actually. Concerned about his kids. He was jealous that they had a friend and he was outside in the cold on the Ring camera.
Glad we could help though.
Yeah. Well done, guys.
Time for a lovely final question.
It's the final
question.
Final question time. Yes, we know. We had the jingle.
It's that time of the show. Then.
And the question is, which could you throw further? A baguette or a naan bread?
I feel like a baguette. Like a javelin.
I'm gonna go naan bread. Are we gonna test this out?
I don't have either of the breads on me.
There's a shop not far away. We could go there and then film it. Naan bread.
I'm gonna change to baguette actually.
I think baguette's gonna take a nosedive, so I'm gonna go, ooh,
it's gonna spin back. Like that, though,
you could get it spinning.
Yeah.
If you held it by the end, imagine throwing it like a stick.
Yeah.
Holding a baguette by the end. And just, it's got more weight behind it.
I think I'm going to beat you.
Depends on the naan bread, doesn't it? Oh, I might get one of them, like, you know, the ones you heat up at home a little bit, not a fresh one.
But surely the question is, what could we throw further?
Yes, yeah. Indeed, that is
so
the question.
So we're not, like, I'm not against anyone else.
Like a discus.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Max? Are you going to just sabotage it for yourself? Or are you going to throw
No, what I'm saying is like, it's not Stephen against me on who can throw something further.
I think I could throw a baguette. He could throw a baguette.
Or a naan bread further.
Max has impaled himself.
What are you backing here, Max?
No, I'm saying I could throw a baguette further than I could throw a naan bread.
Oh,
so I guess, Ethan has to throw both of them.
That's boring, isn't it?
It's not a challenge. It's not a competition because it's just who can throw.
I think you should make it.
Let's make it a competition.
Versus,
then.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay, Stephen could throw anything further than I could.
What is your mindset right here, Max?
I'm not
going
to back yourself a little bit, yeah.
But I know that I can't throw. I'm not stronger than Stephen at throwing things.
Why don't you do coming back to the discus? Well, they do a little spinny thing first, where they kind of get a little bit of momentum and then they release.
Yeah,
you could do that.
I guess I could.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to ball up the naan bread into
you
a bowl?
You are allowed to ball up the naan bread.
No, well,
can I flatten the
kind of wet
like
it a
bit?
Maybe get it kind of in a dough state.
You can do that. I allow it. You can.
He's going to allow that.
You can put it inside a golf ball and hit it with a stick, maybe.
I don't allow that.
Some sort of dough cannon.
Yeah. No.
Just put it in a car.
No.
Right.
Stuck in reverse.
Thanks for playing the final question. We may have or may not have acted this out.
Well, thank you for that, Ethan. And thank you, everyone at home, for sitting through another episode of the White Noise podcast.
I wouldn't say it like that. Yeah. Sitting through.
Yeah, do you think?
Enjoying.
You made it to the other end.
Yeah, you've made it. You've done it again.
Wake up. You're falling asleep. We're still playing.
Yeah. Sleep timer should be going off about now.
Well, I've been joined by a great cast. Thank you, Max.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and watch out for... I shouldn't have gone with that. I forgot the name. And Liam.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, Liam. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I will be watching, by the way. I've just been so busy this weekend.
Would you rather decide to survive?
Yeah.
We all survived. Spoiler.
Thanks.
Ethan, anything you want to say to sign us off?
Thank you.
No, forget it.